Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the show where we highlight the good in the world from the extraordinary to the everyday. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about Bob's Discount Clothing Store. I know, you've heard of it. It's all over the country, or maybe it's not. In fact, I don't even think this exists anymore. But Bob's Discount Clothing Store was the first retail chain store that I worked for in life, and there were quite a few lessons that came out of the experience from there. And one of them I'd like to share with you guys today. And again, we like to highlight the good things in the world, and sometimes that's something somebody else does, and sometimes it's something that we create. And we do this on this show in part because we can recognize that we have the potential to create a lot of good for somebody else. So let me take you back. The setting is 1997. I'd recently graduated from high school. I was committed to joining the Army at that point, but hadn't quite left. It was the fall season and I needed to work, and so I chose to get a job working at the cash register, or the till as my wife likes to call it, because she's Canadian. So I'm working at the till of this clothing store, and they brought me on as one of their seasonal hires, somebody who was only supposed to work around the Christmas holidays. They brought me in a little earlier than that, and I started working. And this is back in the time when the tills were pretty manual, right? I mean, they were computers, but, it was mostly buttons, not a whole lot of screens to show you what was going on, and not any screen at all, really. And what the store would do is they would purchase advertising space on a weekly basis to get people to come into the store. There would be a 10% or 5% or some sort of discount, that coupon that you would get in your newspaper. And people would bring that in and there would be a code on there. And so I'd be able to take off, 5% or 10% off the highest valued item in their order. And it was pretty simple and easy to do. And, for me, being the sort of person I was able to memorize these codes pretty easily, right? By about Monday afternoon on my shift, I would have it down, usually a 4 or 5 digit number, and then I'd be off to the races, good to go. Well, I noticed a lady had come in and something had happened in her life. I don't know what. And I wasn't very good at reading character at that point, but I knew enough from looking at her to know that something was going on, and she was trying to figure out how to take care of, I think she had 3 or 4 kids with her, and trying to get them all situated with winter coats for the year. And I know from being a parent now what that feeling is like. Oh, crap. They've all grown. We've got to go through this again. This is an unbudgeted expense as we're preparing for holidays. And I know what that feeling is. I didn't know what it was like to have that feeling at the time, but I knew that I could see in her face that she was trying to accomplish something and figuring out the math for making things work. The interesting thing about this lady was that this was the second or third time that I'd seen her in the store that week, taking care of something and just looking like she was having trouble making ends meet. So what I did is, again, these coupon codes were only supposed to be used once a week for one purchase on the highest dollar value item. So when the lady came through our register the second time that week, she had already used her coupon, I'd put it in the till, and that was the end of it. I decided to go ahead and apply the code to her highest purchased item and sent her on her way. And there was a line, I didn't really see what happened, after that too much, but I did glance over and she was talking to customer service and to the manager that was over there. I was like, oh my goodness. And anytime that happens, I automatically think the worst. I don't know what it is. I'm programmed that way to think that the worst possible thing could happen. Great. They've talked to the manager. They found out I used the coupon code. I wasn't supposed to. I'm going to get in trouble. I really need this job because, I've got to be able to have some sort of money coming in. This is right before my parents had kicked me out of the house. And so I got real nervous. The next morning I show up for my shift. We open up the store. The manager pulls all of us aside. She's talking to us and she says, all right, everybody, Jacob's been doing something here. I've had to call corporate. I'm like, oh, my heart just sinks, right? Oh my goodness. They've called corporate about what I've been doing. This has gone all the way up. What Jacob's been doing is he's been applying the code that we put in the coupon flyer to anybody's purchase that day, whether they ask for it or not. And he's been taking initiative to do that on his own. And that's now our store policy. If you guys who are running the tills feel that you see a valued customer and you want to go ahead and use that discount, whether it's the second or third time, doesn't matter, feel free to go ahead and do so. It encourages customers to come to the store more than once. And if they come to the store more than once, then they're likely going to go ahead and purchase, you know, something from us each time that they come in. And I turned around and I was just absolutely elated. It was one of the coolest things ever, is that something I'd done to take care of one family all of a sudden became the store policy. And so that whole Christmas season, I was able to help make people's Christmases better by taking that 5 or 10% or whatever it happened to be for that week and applying it to their purchases to say, thank you for coming to the store and thank you for being a good guest and a good customer, especially when you came through my line. And so, you know, it wasn't much, right? I mean, I was 18, 19 at the time. I was essentially giving away somebody else's money. I'm not suggesting we can do that everywhere, but I am suggesting that we can look at the resources and the opportunities that we have to help turn somebody's day just a little bit better. And this happened to me today. I had to connect with somebody in Australia to get something done for work. And I haven't been to Australia. I haven't met any of these people in person. But one of the people I was engaging took the time to make sure that they had a really, you know, happy smile on their profile photo. And the whole time I'm writing them, so I'm instant messaging this person, connecting with them in Australia. I've never met him before. I realize that I'm smiling because I'm looking at that photo, and it's one of those contagious smiles that's out there. Now, we are not always naturally photogenic. I think practicing with selfies is a good thing, you know, but I also think that we have the ability to take the time to maybe take a photo that puts us in a more flattering light, to put that contagious smile on our face and let that be our profile photo. Or pick something else along these lines where you can take the extra effort to know that whoever engages you that way is gonna see you smile. You know, one of the things I'm learning from doing this podcast is how much your voice changes when you smile as you're speaking. And there have been episodes I've recorded where I've been nervous and try to get it rushed and done. And there's episodes where I can really take my time to breathe and take my time to smile. And you can definitely hear the difference. I can hear the difference when I come back to those episodes and I listen to them. I smile with myself as I'm listening. And so I'm going to try to do more of that as I record more episodes. And as you guys talk on the phone and engage people, smile while you do it. Smile while you're engaging others. So that's it for this episode. I'm not sure what I'm going to title it. Maybe Bob's Discount Clothing. Maybe smile while you're doing it. I'm not quite sure. It'll depend on what I'm feeling like when I create the artwork later on. So let's wrap this episode up. This is the part where I tell you that the best way to say thank you for this episode is to share it with someone that you know. And I'll let you decide on who that person is that you want to bring into this conversation. If you're just joining us for this episode because maybe somebody shared it with you, thank you. We are so glad you could make it. And if you want to stick around for the long haul just because you're curious or because you like the content, either way is fine. But I want to remind you that this podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links you can find in the show notes below or over at parkingthought.com. I also want to remind you that if you don't want to subscribe to a podcast, we're available on the YouTube, the Spotify, Apple Podcasts, lbry.tv, and Podbean. And so if you want to go over to YouTube and give us a thumbs up, thank you, or a comment, we'd be happy to read those there as well. I want to remind you guys, as I do every episode, that remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?